Yeah, and you could say at least 6 hours a day. It doesn't have to be 8.
Well, right. I mean, if you want to make it 6, that's fine.
That way?
I just picked 8 because that's what we told Jeff. He's got to be open.
But that does...
And that's what we need to hear. Jeff is in his business. This is when we need to hear from you, Jeff. What is reasonable? Are there times in the winter that you perhaps don't need to be open 5 days a week? I don't know.
Say as deemed necessary at the end of that.
Well,
that's how you do it, right?
The market's going to drive it, and the 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, that requirement's in my lease. So that causes me to hire or fire depending on my work. Okay, so I can have the door open, have one person there, says hi, how you doing? Okay, because I don't have anything to work on. I'm not going to have 16 guys sitting there with nothing to work on. Okay, so the market is going to drive my hours of operation.
Right, and in your lease, you're required to be open those hours.
Right.
If you set the minimum standards to 2 hours a day or 1 day a week, that opens you to some competition that is unfair to you.
And I don't know that it's unfair, because if they're not open, they're not taking my business. If they're open, they're taking they're possibly taking my business. So I mean,
if you don't have the business to be stay busy 8 hours a day, but you're competing with somebody that's he comes in on the weekends because that's all the business there is, but you're paying for a full-time employee, and all the benefits and everything else that you pay. You're competing with this guy that doesn't have to do that.
And he's
taking business from you,
right.
And he's only operating the times that are convenient to him. Yep. That's one of the reasons for minimum standards, is to protect the existing business.
And I understand that, and I respect that. From a pilot standpoint, I'm more concerned about some consistency when somebody flies in here, that there's some kind of consistency and expectation that something's going to be available. That's to me,
of service for the public that you want this airport to have.
Yeah, if Garrett only sells fuel 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. every morning, and people come in during their normal working hours, they're going to be a little upset that there's not anybody here to give them fuel, and they'll never come back. Mm-hmm. That's a big deterrent. So, it's 8 hours a day, or whether you say 6 hours a day, I don't see a difference there. 7 days a week, I don't see that. I don't see that as feasible.
One thing I see is problem with that language is that maybe the word available needs to be inserted in there. As an example, I know that there's times when Robbie was being called to go down to Salisbury to do work on some of the FedEx caravans, etc. Basically, wasn't available because at the time he was the only licensed maintenance operator here. Okay, so technically it would put him in violation of the lease and violation of minimum standards, because he wouldn't be here and not available, or not here open. Because you couldn't be open if you don't have a licensed person here to provide. That's why I like the verbiage available.
Yeah.
Or 5 days per week, not necessarily on site, on station. Back when Robbie went over, back when I had a problem with the Comanche and the gear problem over at Cambridge back 10 years or so ago. He spent a couple of days over there, but it was so he could bring the airplane over here to do further work on it those days. But that's why I like the word available. He was a cell phone call away.
So how would you propose that be reading?
Maybe we should provide aircraft maintenance services on call.
Jeff, do you want to compete with somebody that's just on call?
No, not really. I mean, there needs to be some expectation, whether somebody comes in, gets fuel, their front tire's low, are they going to, going to have to wait 2 hours for somebody to show up to put air in their tire? Or is there somebody readily available? So there's some expectation of the public. But 7 days a week, I can't see that. We'll come in on a Saturday and Sunday if need be, but it's going to be a little more painful for the pilot. If we happen to be here, we happen to be here. There's times that Garrett sends somebody down because they lost a fuel cap, or they got